A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch.
The lights are probably gone.
So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 510. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are talking about Robin of Sherwood, the new audio adventures. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello.
We are listening to a box set of 4 audio productions from 2018. The individual stories vary from about 40 or 45 minutes up to about an hour and 20 or an hour and 25 minutes. And they feature many of the original cast members reprising their roles from the classic 1980s ITV series.
They do indeed. And of course, regular listeners will know that roughly once a year, we like to follow one of the shows that we've previously covered into another medium, be it books or comics or animation, or in this case, audio adventures. And that's what we're doing for these 2 episodes, Brian.
Absolutely.
So the setup, you'll be familiar, hopefully, with Robin of Sherwood, an ITV TV series that ran from 1984 to 1986 over 3 series. It was notable because it combined the Robin Hood legends and folklore, added in some historical themes and influences, but also brought a sort of spiritual and at times supernatural element to the stories, and very well remembered for doing that.
Yes, absolutely. This was the take on Robin Hood where Robin is called to the cause to fight for the people by Herne the Hunter. So the forest god Herne the Hunter always had a role in this. And it's also notable for having 2 different actors who played Robin Hood and used an interesting way to segue from one actor to another, with them sort of being different characters who both became Robin Hood.
Always an interesting question for us here on British Invaders. How do you replace an actor in a leading role?
Absolutely. And that was one of the interesting ones. So the first story in this is King of Sherwood, written by Paul Birch and Barnaby Eaton Jones. This one is set during the 2nd series of the TV show, and a new hooded man has appeared in the forest with followers of his own. And we wonder, is he all that he seems? What's going on here? And where is Robin?
Yes, it's an intriguing setup for the first story. As you say, we've almost got a new hooded man appearing or taking over. Yeah, interesting stuff. And of course, this one features the return of Michael Praed as Robin, Judy Trott as Marion, Clive Mantle is here as Little John, Mark Ryan plays Nazir again, Phil Rose as Friar Tuck, Peter Llewellyn Williams as Much, and of course Nicholas Grace reprising his role as the evil sheriff. You might be thinking the only sort of big name missing from that lineup is of course Ray Winston, who played Will Scarlet in the original TV show. I should imagine he's a quite tough get for an audio adventure in 2018, Brian.
Yeah, he would be pretty busy by then.
Yes. So instead we have the radio impressionist John Culshaw, who will be familiar to British radio listeners, here doing his Ray Winston voice as Will Scarlet. John Culshaw is pretty well known, I think, for doing various voices. He does a very good Tom Baker, Brian.
Yes, he's known for a variety of voices, and he's been doing the Brigadier for Big Finish Doctor Who lately.
Oh, has he? Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's been doing it a lot. And of course, we also don't have the original actor for Guy of Gisborne because Robert Adee had passed away by this point.
So that's the first story. set during series one this time. So we take a slight step back in time for the trial of John Little by Tony Lee. The outlaws have to travel to Hathersage for a funeral, but in the process of doing this, Little John is taken prisoner by a notorious witch hunter and put on trial for the crimes he committed whilst under the influence of the evil Baron de Bellem. You may remember this is the first two episodes of the original TV series.
Or the first one episode, depending which cut you're watching.
True. Marion leads his defense, hopefully to give enough time for Robin to return to Bellem's castle and find Bellem's book of spells, his grimoire, which will hopefully prove John's innocence.
That's right. This is another full cast one with that earlier cast with Michael Praed as Robin. And this one includes Herne the Hunter as well, originally played by John Abernary. In this case, his son, Daniel Abernary, takes on the role.
Nice. Passing on the tradition, as is a sort of Robin of Sherwood theme, I suppose.
Yes, and of course, John Abernary is another actor who had passed away at this point. So getting into our production notes, Robin of Sherwood was an ITV series that ran for three series, a total of 26 episodes, about 50 minutes long each, ran from 1984 to 1986. It was created by Richard Carpenter, who lived from 1929 to 2012. And the series is known for introducing a lot of sort of mystical and supernatural elements to the Robin Hood legend, which is, of course, why we covered it. And as mentioned, it had some interesting historical elements too.
Yes, yeah, so you've already mentioned, of course, the idea, the legend of Herne the Hunter becoming this mystical figure who sort of passes on these responsibilities to Robin, the Hooded Man. And there's also, there's magic in the series, as we've mentioned. There was the Baron de Bellem. There's powerful sort of objects which may have sort of special powers, notably Robin's sword, Albion, which is mentioned in these audio dramas. There's also the Silver Arrow, which starts out as becoming a prize for an archery tournament, but it again has symbolic power, I think, Brian.
Yes.
And of course, the original series, you'll remember, had that notable theme tunes performed by the band Clannad, one of the sort of elements of the success of the series. And I'll mention just briefly in passing that as we record, it's only a few weeks since the lead singer and harpist for Clannad, Moya Brennan, has sadly died as well. A lot of people involved in the original series, sadly, no longer with us, Brian.
Yeah, sometimes with something from 40 years ago, that's where things are.
Where we are, yeah.
But yeah, the Clannad music was quite important to that show. It was used as the incidental music as well as the theme and really set the tone quite well.
Yeah, it is wonderful to hear it again on these audios. And of course, as we've mentioned, this is a series that dealt with the departure of a lead actor who left. Michael Praed left after the first two series, and they had to find a creative way to replace him with Jason Connery for the third series. As I've already said, Brian, this is a sort of a recurring theme for British Invaders.
It is, but that was sort of a remarkable moment of them coming up with something quite elaborate and really interesting to do that. And yeah, because the third series was longer, we have about the same number of episodes starring each one of them. I will also note that it's hard to blame Michael Praed for leaving suddenly, because he was going off to star in a production of The Three Musketeers on Broadway.
Right, fair enough.
And we did cover Robin of Sherwood on British Invaders in 14 and 15 back in 2008. And of course, that is still available on our website.
Nothing is forgotten.
Yes. It's also notable that Robin of Sherwood has a lasting legacy, and there are a lot of fans still. There have been a a number of different spin-offs from the original series, at least 5 different novels. There was also a look-in comic strip that ran from 1984 to 1986, around when the show itself was running.
Yeah, quite a successful look-in comic strip with art by Mike Noble, Phil Gascoigne, particularly important to me, Arthur Ranson did some wonderful episodes of that. This was collected in a hardback, the comic strip, in 2022, which I do have in my collection in the other room. Sadly, that hardback no longer sort of readily available, I'm afraid, but it is quite lovely.
What did you think of those comic strips?
Oh, they're great. The artwork on them is fantastic, and some of the stories are very interesting as well. Yeah, it's great stuff.
Oh, nice. The first audio adventure that they did for Robin of Sherwood was called Knights of the Apocalypse, and it was actually using a script by Richard Carpenter, the creator of the show, that was sort of a follow-on to Series 3, and they adapted this. Barnaby Eaton-Jones, who is the creative director for Spiteful Puppet Productions, they produced this in 2016, and it was crowdfunded through Indiegogo. It reached its £10,000 target in less than 24 hours. Proceeds from that were donated to charities, including the Sherwood Forest Trust and the British Red Cross, which is interesting.
It is. Two good choices. Now, you might be wondering why we're not covering the Knights of the Apocalypse. Well, sadly, it's no longer available to buy. There are complicated rights issues, as there often are with these things, Brian, and it's quite expensive to find it on the second-hand markets.
I believe it was strictly available through that Indiegogo effort.
So you had to be on the crowdfunder.
Yeah, if you were on the crowdfunder, you could get it. But since then, you have to get it from someone who was. And there's, not surprisingly, people aren't giving those up too readily.
Yeah. You can get the paperback novel adaptation by Barnaby Eaton-Jones. That is much easier to find. And in fact, when you start searching for the Knights of the Apocalypse, that's what you're going to find popping up. I should perhaps note at this point that regular listeners will know we do have a sort of a rule here that we like to cover stuff that is generally and legitimately available. So that's why we're not covering the Knights of the Apocalypse.
That's right. And this production, Knights of the Apocalypse, led the production company, Spiteful Puppet, to commission 4 new audio adventures in 2018. And again, this was Barnaby Eaton-Jones, who was directing and producing and script editing. And they did this 4-CD box set, which is now available from AUK Direct, I believe.
Yes, that's right. That's where you'll find it now.
Yeah, and Spiteful Puppet did continue with narrated stories, many of them written by Jennifer Ash.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those now. 20 or so, I think I found, Brian.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, I think we should talk about availability of some of these.
Okay, well, let's talk about the box set we've been listening to. Robin of Sherwood, The New Audio Adventures, is a 4-CD set. It's available at auk.direct or auk.direct for £15 currently. It does say its normal price is £40, but it seems to be on a special offer at the moment. There at auk.direct, you'll also find a 40th anniversary 2-disc set for £20 with some more stories. And they have 2 sets of what's called the Robin of Sherwood Tales Untold series, which are £8 and £20 each. These ones are co-productions between AUK and Chinbeard Books. So there are a fair few different Robin of Sherwood audios. I think most of those are sort of narrated stories. We've been listening to the box set, which has more full cast audio.
Yes, the box set has a number of full cast stories, which is why we decided to focus on that. And also, it's worth noting that for licensing reasons, all of these CDs are only available in the UK. They will not ship them elsewhere. And you need to be a little creative if you want to get those CDs elsewhere. However, on Audible, there are 13 stories, including the four we've been listening to, that are available. The prices range something like £5 to £8, or $6 to $13 Canadian, or you can get them as part of your Audible subscription. And those include the ones we've been looking at, but as individual stories rather than as a box set.
So if you are an Audible subscriber, and you can use one of your credits, you could get at least one of these stories every month, I guess.
Yes, I think that's right. And you can, I believe, buy them from Audible to listen to rather than using the subscription option.
Yeah. Okay, so you can get hold of these stories we've been listening to. That's going to do us for episode one. We're going to come back next time and discuss the other two stories on the box set, which will include, of course, the return of Jason Connery to the role of Robin of Sherwood in one of the adventures.
That's right. And we'll talk about the audio series as a whole and maybe some different approaches to audio fiction in general as well.
Nice stuff. Plus, of course, we will review, rate, and maybe recommend these four discs to you.
Absolutely. Until then, you can find all of our episodes at BritishInvaders.com. That includes that original Robin of Sherwood discussion we did back in 2008. And if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find our group there. And you can also follow us on Threads and on Instagram at British_Invaders_podcast on both of those platforms.
Indeed. Drop by the socials, give us a follow, say hello, and find us and some other geek-related content as part of the Voice of Geeks Network, which you will find at voguenetwork.com, the Voice of Geeks for podcasts, gaming, streaming, all sorts of geek-related stuff going on there.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much for listening, and until next time, Eamon in England also signing off.